You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Morgan Wallen, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Thursday. Oh, you smell that?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, I took a shower.
No, it's not you. No, that's a great smell. But, I mean, you smell good, too. Oh, it's the weekend. It's the weekend.
It's almost
here. Oh, cannot wait.
I could tell this morning, because you sent out, David sends out this list every morning of things that we might talk about during the day.
Sure.
Yeah. And at the top it said Thursday, and halfway through it said Friday.
Did I do that?
Possible topics for Friday.
Whoopsies.
I'm like, oh, okay, someone's ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm also ready for 48 days from now, which will be Christmas morning. Set 21 days. Until Thanksgiving. And then we have a new one that we added to the countdown. This is odd.
Okay.
Huh.
What's that?
17 days from today. What's this say? Hold on. I can't read the print. I might need reading glasses. Am I getting to that age?
Wow. Yeah, you're about that age when you start playing trombone.
You shut your mouth. 17. I was like, trombone? What do you mean? Oh, you're going back and forth with the
paper. And yeah.
17 days until it says David's birthday. Oh,
that's right.
That's a weird one. Why would somebody add that? Because that wasn't me. That would be egotistical.
It would be, yeah.
No.
So it couldn't have been you. Maybe I snuck it on there and I forgot.
Maybe. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's not a daily thing because that's embarrassing. I don't want to do a countdown leading up to my birthday. How self-serving of me. To make sure everybody knows, especially my coworkers, when my birthday is.
So you're expecting us to buy gifts and throw you a party? Is that what I'm getting?
I have no expectations whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
If they want to.
Okay.
If you want to. Oh, I mean, appreciated.
Yeah.
But I'm by no means soliciting.
Okay.
17 days, though, until my birthday, which is November 24th.
Yeah.
And I will be, we won't talk about it.
That's the way I feel about my birthday, too. I will be another year older.
I remember.
Let's leave it at that.
Yep. I remember when I reached that age when you start saying, we're just not going to share that part. It's just my birthday. Okay. Another year older.
Right.
All right. Coming up, we got some fun today. Of course, and we have the Kane Brown Experience, your first code this morning at 8:20.
Yeah, a chance to go to San Diego, California and see Kane Brown. Round trip airfare for two, hotel for two, two tickets to the show and $500 in spending money.
Beautiful.
Nice surprise.
Yeah, I love that. Let's laugh today because I saw too many people yelling at each other on social media yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yep.
We're going to laugh today on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy birthday.
Wow, you're really focused on this, aren't you? It's your birthday month.
Oh my gosh, is it?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. November 24th.
Oh, that had just slipped my mind. You are correct. It is, and we're 17 days away from my birthday, which is on November 24th. I would have never mentioned that, but thank you for bringing it up.
You're
I'm flattered that you.
So welcome.
Yeah, yeah. 17 days away, though. 17 days, November 24th.
All right. You were that kid, weren't you?
No. What are you talking about? PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5, I have been asking one for years.
Mom, what are you doing for my birthday? Mom, I'm having a party. Mom, what are we doing for my birthday? Your birthday is 3 weeks away. What are we doing for my birthday?
And please, nobody, I know we have colleagues who listen to our show, and I know they're up this morning getting ready for work. Please, nobody bring a cake. Nobody, please. But if you do, I love a cake. That's a
little bit. What kind of cakes do you like?
It's called Better Than Sex Cake. Look it up. It's so good.
Okay.
My mom has made it like for every birthday that I lived at home. The first year I remember she made it. I was like five or six. And I looked at her. I was like, man, this is better than sex, mom. That's literally the name of the cake.
Wow. Okay.
It's so good that you like drizzle caramel inside the chocolate cake and then you cover it
with. Wow, you don't want much, do you?
You cover it with Cool Whip and then sprinkle Heath Bar on top of it. Oh, it's such a good cake. I'm telling you. Look it up.
I'm thinking Hannaford sheet cake.
Oh. You know, hey, if that's how much you value our friendship, that's cool.
Oh, wow. That really does look good.
I told you.
No, see, You think you're working with someone who is an amazing baker, and I'm just not.
Well, if any other colleague. Well, what I'm saying is, please, no cake.
Yeah, I know that's what you're saying.
Please, no cake. But if you were to happen to, if you were to think about it 17 days from now on November 24th, the day of my birthday. Anyways, that's not where I was going. Cindy texted in for Ennington on the Q106.5 app, and she was just so sweet. It was just like a nice message. Says, good morning, have a great day.
That's nice.
Cindy, we hope you have a greater day.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope your dog doesn't growl at you when you're leaving the house.
Is that what happened to you? Why would Toby do that?
I have had a morning. I pulled a tick out of my leg today. Didn't get the whole thing.
Oh, come
on. I had to go in and dig, you know.
Ew. No.
And then as I was leaving this morning, and he's been doing this lately. Toby just like started really aggressively growling at me. We're thinking it's separation anxiety, but Jim got upset with him and, what are you doing? And that just made him scared. And so he's growling and shaking. And it's like, okay, I'm leaving.
Right.
I'll let him calm down. I'm going to go to work now.
That's it. That's what
thanks for the send off.
It's do with my wife. When she separates from me, when she leaves me, I start growling.
Then she turns around and looks at you and you start shaking.
Right? Wait, back? Yeah, very much so. Oh my God, who is this man? Back to the more important thing, being from Southern California.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've just never had to deal with ticks.
Yeah.
Are you okay? What does that mean?
I'm fine.
Do we need to take you to the ER?
No, I'm fine.
Because I'm telling you right now, if, and it better never happen, but if I ever get a tick, we're going straight to, what's Northern Light Medical?
Yeah.
We're going straight there.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we probably should call the ambulance so we can get there faster.
I want to see you. I don't want it because you'd have to pay for it, but call an ambulance service and I want it to be our friend Greg from Orrington.
Sure, yeah.
Who walks in and you say, I have a ticket. I have a ticket. And he'd look at you and go, and?
I wouldn't cry. I would just be like, hey, I have a, like a man. I have a tick in my leg.
Wait, like a man? You just called an ambulance for a tick.
I'm sorry that I'm concerned about my health and want to be precautious. I have a tick in my leg, and I'm going to need this removed professionally. I don't want no leg, no body part of this nasty little bug left inside. So when you ripped it out, you couldn't get it all?
Yeah, I couldn't get that.
So what do you do?
You know, last week I got this beautiful manicure from Salon Chanel in Orrington. You try pulling a tick out with these fingernails.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
It didn't work well. What do you do? Then you just kind of dig the head out.
Oh, come on. All right, we got to go.
Yeah, it was gross.
820, your first code this morning for the Kane Brown getaway. Where David and Cindy.
Might be back, or David might be curled up in a corner.
Q106.5. It's Thursday. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and I am still very much grossed out by the tick story that Miss Cindy shared moments ago. I am now wanting to run to the bathroom, strip down, and check every square centimeter of my body.
Yeah, sorry. Everybody's itching. I know I was all last night.
I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to continue with this show until I do. I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm headed to the restroom. I got to check. Check the weather. I got to go check my body.
Okay, all right.
Here's Todd.
Partly to mostly sunny skies out there for our Thursday. There will be some clouds lingering early, but sky's going to brighten as the day goes on. It's breezy and cooler today. Temperatures topping off in the 40s to near 50 across the north and low to mid-50s elsewhere. Northwest winds today could gust to about 25 miles an hour. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows dropping back into the 30s. And look for a breezy and a similar day tomorrow, temperature-wise anyways, in the 40s near 50 across the north. Low to mid-50s elsewhere. We will see a mix of sun and clouds and a cold front coming through during the day. Will give us a chance for a few widely scattered showers on Friday as well. Sunshine on Saturday to start the weekend. A beautiful, bright day. It is going to be a bit cooler. It is going to be breezy as well. A strong northwest wind on Saturday may gust to about 40 miles an hour at times. Temperatures on Saturday in the 40s for most spots. A few upper 30s possible across the north. And then increasing clouds on Sunday. We'll have temperatures Sunday in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
49 degrees now at Q106.5.
Did the tick just make your voice warble like that?
No. Okay. No.
Real quick. Wait, we're going to have some wind, huh? Rock me like a hurricane. Wow.
Yeah, gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. Ooh. So it is going to be windy. Word to the wise for the hunters, it will be windy today.
Oh, and then Sunday. Why does that affect the hunters? Or maybe the ones in the trees, huh?
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, particularly bow hunters, yeah.
And I think Todd just said, what, 40 mile per hour gust on Saturday? Wow.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
I don't know. I've been checking my body because you got me all freaked out about ticks now since you pulled one out of your leg this morning.
Seriously, if you have pets that go outside,
yes,
really check them over, because Toby ran next door yesterday and came back and I took about a dozen off of him.
Oh, my God.
Literally. I mean, none of them were embedded. They were just crawling around and they're little tiny ones, so they're hard to see.
Oh, man. Okay, is that a freckle?
He was growling at me then, too. After probably like the first three that I just kind of pinched off.
I'm checking my ankles.
I'd walk over and look at his head and he'd go,
"Rrr." Is that freckle
moving? Leave me alone, they're my friends.
What is going on over here?
Are you okay?
No! I'm so large. I'm too big to check. I'm 7'3", 250 pounds of lean muscle.
Yeah.
This is a large body to comb over.
Yeah, well, I'm not helping.
Oh,
you get Jordan to do that. I'm not doing that.
I need somebody to look at me, please. Anybody. Can we? 207-991-9500. I will give you a fresh $20 bill. Just anybody to just look over my body. No questions asked. You gotta sign a, what's it called when you can't, you gotta keep it to yourself.
Non-disclosure.
You gotta sign a non-disclosure, because I don't need you going around bragging, because you would.
Okay.
But like, seriously, can I just get somebody to check over this large, massive man body of mine?
Wow.
For any ticks.
Wow.
Okay, coming up. Hey, we're going to talk weddings. Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Wedding faux pas.
Much nicer thing to talk about.
What? Somebody combing over my
just
body?
Ticks in general, not talking about your body. Talking about your body. I'm not.
I'm offended. Well, now we're both talking about my body.
I know.
This got weird.
How did that happen?
I don't know what happened. How did we get here? Wedding faux pas. There's a story that's gone viral that's pretty cute and will make you laugh.
Yeah.
We'll share that coming up. And we'll also want to hear your wedding faux pas, whether it's your wedding or... Or somebody that you attended.
I have none of them. I've never been married. Three weddings, something had to go wrong, right?
Oh, I'm sure you have a story to share.
I have a couple.
I have one, too. Okay, that's coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. That is Luke Combs with Eric Church, Q106.5. Happy Thursday, November 7th. It's David and Cindy. We're laughing with you. And I can't believe nobody took me up on the offer for $20. $20! To comb over my 7'3" frame, large man body of lean muscles, 250 pounds. 255 maybe. I had a big dinner last night.
Okay.
Just to check me over for ticks.
Must have been a big dinner if it's 5 pounds. Holy cow.
Well, I eat a lot of protein to maintain this physique of 7'3".
That's of lean muscle.
Of 250 pounds, maybe 255 this morning of lean muscle.
Right.
And I offer $20 for anybody to just comb over my body to make sure I have no ticks. Let's go to the phones, actually. Maybe this is somebody. Hi, who's this? Where you calling from?
Bruce.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah. Hey, you know, David, you're going about this tick thing the wrong way.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because if you have your wife check you over, you have to check her over.
Oh, that's true. I could do that. A little this for that. I like that.
Exactly.
That's my favorite game to play, Bruce. You're a good man. You have a great Thursday.
You too, man.
Bye. He has a great laugh.
He really does.
Bruce, you have the best laugh. It's contagious as heck. Okay, so you had a tick this morning, and you got it out. You removed it.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'll live.
Let's move on.
I might lose my leg, but
come on. I don't want that to happen to you, but more importantly, and very selfishly, it makes me more concerned and fearful of ticks.
I'm just kidding.
You stumped with that over there. You know I'm a big cat. I'm not a, well, no, you know I'm a big coward when it comes to ticks.
When it comes to ticks, yeah.
I don't like them.
Nobody likes them.
We're talking weddings. In fact, we're going to push that to the 710 segment because we have three things to know before you go. We're going to check the weather with Todd Simcox. We got a lot of wind in the forecast. But yeah, we're going to be talking about wedding faux pas. Great story has gone viral. Very cute. We'll share that. Share our wedding faux pas, and then we want you to do that as well.
Yeah.
7 o'clock hour on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
So I took Toby out in the yard yesterday, and I remembered his orange bandana and my orange vest. Really glad I did, because just a few minutes later, I heard a loud shot not that far away. Blaze Orange is a must if you live or spend time anywhere near the woods this time of year. If you're in need, stop by Old Town Trading Post in Old Town or Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln and pick up some pieces of orange to keep yourself and your family safe. While the folks at Maine-owned Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters are excited about hunting season this time of year, they encourage non-hunters to check them out too. Warm hoodies, hats, gloves, even footwear can be found at Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters. And coffee. Black Rifle Coffee Company is run by veterans, and the coffee is awesome. Great way to warm up on a cold day. Ice fishing season is around the corner, and Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have your supplies. Get them now so you'll be ready when the water starts to freeze. Of course, if you are excited about hunting, Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have firearms, plenty of ammo, tree stands, game calls, whatever else you need. For hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors, it's Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln. Drop over sometime soon, and remember to tell them Cindy sent you.
106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Thursday. Expect cooler temperatures today and a little bit of wind gust out there.
Right.
Yeah. All throughout Maine.
Yeah. Okay.
After we had record-breaking temperatures yesterday, by the way. You see how warm it got in Portland? 79.
Wow.
In November.
That's amazing.
Shattered
all
the
really
records.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. Not anymore, though. We're dipping down. We'll be in, what, the 40s tomorrow is our high?
Something like that.
Okay. Back to fall. Back to the regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Via Mother Nature. All right, we're talking wedding faux pas. What went wrong at your wedding or maybe a wedding that you attended? This is all inspired by a story that happened in October, and it's going viral now on social media, where the father walked down the aisle and forgot the bride.
How do you do that?
It was a mistake.
How do you do that? How do you walk down the aisle and go, why am I doing this?
I'm walking my daughter down. There was a miscommunication, I guess, between staff, and it ended up being a very cute moment. His name was Neil Crossley, 60 years old, and it seemed like the staff was telling him to walk down. And you know, you're nervous. There's a lot going into a wedding. You're not.
Right.
The only thing you're thinking about during your wedding, if I remember correctly, is don't trip.
Yeah.
Don't say anything stupid.
Right.
And stare at her. Just keep your eyes on her because everyone's making sure. And don't you dare cry. Don't you dare cry. You're a man. Oh, no. Is that a tear? You are not a man.
Oh, come on.
No, all men cry. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. But that, you know, you're thinking about a lot of things at a wedding, primarily just not to embarrass yourself. So I get it. The staff told him to walk down the aisle. At least that's what he thought, but really was, no, wait for your daughter so you can walk her down the aisle. Ended up being a funny moment, and the bride shared, her name's Amy, she did share that moment actually helped because it made all her friends and family that were in attendance at the wedding laugh, and she was about to cry herself. Got a lot of emotions going to the wedding, and that moment where everybody laughed allowed her to regain her composure and get through the wedding without crying and you know, keep a smile on her face.
Right. Yeah.
So, very cute. What is a wedding faux pas that you experience? 207-991-9500. Cindy?
Yes?
You've been married
3 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything go wrong at one of those weddings?
At my second wedding, the man who married us, the minister who married us, had never married anyone before. He was like right out of... What's it, minister school?
Minister school, yeah. Elementary.
Seminary, anyway. And so he was excited to marry us because it was the first time he'd ever done this. And so he set up a video camera back in the days when they were video cameras, not taking out your phone. set up a video camera on a tripod. And we had a friend who was doing our photography, did a wonderful job. But as I was about to, as I started walking down the aisle, the wedding photographer decided to change position.
Okay.
You know, go to another place where he could get better pictures. Mm-hmm. And apparently didn't realize that he brushed the video camera on the way by. So it's like something out of AFV, you know, funny videos. The camera flopped over on the side. And you can hear the wedding. But you're looking like over the heads of the congregation, and there's a little piece of my dress, I think, or
that
a little
is bit so of my funny. Hairs.
It's hilarious. It's like we're watching this video, and all of a sudden, like they always do with when in on TV when they show someone watching an adult video.
Oh, and it
at
it
one
pans
point
away.
They take their heads sideways. You know
what kind of wedding was
that's
this?
What this wedding was. The video was you're watching it, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, everything is sideways. Can't see us anymore. At all.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love that. So did you wait? So did the photographer get any video or was that the only video?
There was the only video.
Okay.
Pictures, well, no video.
Well, not that you need the video now.
Exactly.
He gone. We've moved up in life. We're married to Jim. Did you guys get a video?
No.
Okay. I would love to see pictures.
We had a very, very private wedding.
That's the way to go. Our wedding, our officiant was my father, which was so cool. It was amazing that he officiated. And we had, I think, two things that you could say that kind of went wrong. One, everybody's nervous. My dad forgot to give us who gives the bride away. So my father-in-law was standing up there with Taylor for like 10 minutes before finally I was like, Dad, you forgot to ask who gives the bride away. And it was a funny moment. And then the second thing that kind of went, it wasn't wrong. It was a funny moment when my dad went, you know, are there any objections to this marriage?
Yeah.
It's a clear, sunny day out of nowhere. It's like God just started raining on the wedding for like five
Excuse
seconds.
Me.
Yeah. Like, oh. Uh-oh.
I have something to say.
We're just going to ignore that. But everybody laughed because it was like right on cue.
Yeah.
Does anybody object to this wedding? Shh. Like there's a bunch of, like, all right. This is what we get for getting married on the beach.
That's right.
Yeah. 207-991-9500. Wedding faux pas. What went wrong at your wedding or one that you attended?
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Looking forward to reading and hearing your stories on Q106.5. Brad Paisley could make that song, make Tick sexy. Q106.5, where David and Cindy is like, hey, I noticed you have a tick there. Because you found one on your leg this morning.
I did.
And you ripped it out. Well, half of it. You left the other half in. And you said you just leave that in there?
No, I took it out.
Okay. Do you kind of get like a knife and dig it out or...
I didn't use the knife. I used tweezers, which you should never use tweezers because they can do exactly what they did. They pinched the head off.
I love this. I love this advice that Cindy Campbell just gave us. You should never use tweezers to remove a tick. And I used tweezers this morning.
Well, I couldn't do it any other way. And, you know, my husband, who usually does it, was sleeping. So
I'd wake him up immediately.
I really should have, yeah.
I'm telling you once again, when I get a tick on this beautiful body of mine, I'm waking the whole town of Bangor up.
Oh,
the whole town of Brewer up.
I thought you said you were going to wake my husband up.
I'll wake your husband up too. He's getting woken up. I need everybody focus on the little black thing that's in my wherever it's going to be.
But now you have a tool you can do it with, right? Our friend Ann Sweeney from Hope for Homeless stopped by. I happened to go outside because my daughter-in-law was here and Ann was sitting out front. She's like, Cindy, I have something for you.
Yeah.
And they're tick spoons. Tick spoons.
And you are seriously the sweetest woman in the world. We don't deserve you. But thank you so much. If you ever need help with Hope for the Homeless, we're right here.
Yeah.
I would love to return the favor of all the kindness that you've shown us.
Absolutely.
So you take this little spoon, right?
Yeah.
To remove the tick. And I don't know why. I thought ticks would start dying now because it gets colder. But that's evidently not the case. It seems like they're getting even worse.
Well, we've had all of this warm weather.
We need that to go away.
They do hibernate, but it has to get really cold. And we haven't got to really cold yet.
Okay, so you take the spoon, and there's a little slit there on the spoon, and you, oh my gosh, this just sounds so gross trying to describe it. And you go over the tick, and then you just spoon it out?
You use that slit to kind of go on either side of the tick, as close to your skin as you can, and you kind of scoop it out.
I'm going to have a full-blown panic attack Where's the, so I see the spoon, and this seems like an effective little tool. Where does the flame come out of to make sure the tick dies? There should be a flame on this thing. So you, you know.
Flamethrower, yeah.
And you flame, once you get it in that spoon, it's like, whoosh,
and it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incinerates? Is that the word I'm looking for?
That's one word, yeah.
Yeah, we need that to have. We need a spoon. Okay, write that down. I think we got $1 million idea in the works.
Yeah, a little lighter attached. Yeah.
But only Brad Paisley can make tick sound sexy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, baby, so you got a tick in you. Let me get that out.
I can help.
Yeah, with my teeth.
Oh, that is really gross.
It is. Let's get into good news really quick. Gross.
Good news. 106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. It's been a special week at the Bangor Humane Society. Now, I know every once in a while I will go in and torture myself and look at the dogs on the Bangor Humane Society site. Torture myself because I want to take every one of them home, and I know I can't. And I kept seeing Bagheera. Bagheera is this big, beautiful brown dog, and it's like Bagheera is still there. She has actually spent nearly 2.5 years since she was a year old calling the Bangor Humane Society home. Bagheera's had homes before but was always brought back because she has guarding issues. And what that means is if she has a toy or her food and someone tries to approach her with it, she gets aggressive.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
Same.
So a lot of people have been trying to get Bagheera adopted, including Zeppa's Pizza in Ellsworth.
Okay.
They are dog lovers. They named their restaurant after their dog. Zeppa was their dog.
Oh, cute.
So they put Bagheera's face and stats on their pizza boxes and said, please adopt Bagheera.
How creative.
It worked. A Holden family has stepped up, very excited to welcome Bagheera to their home. They understand her aggression issue, her guarding issues, and they're willing to, you know, go
work
through whatever
her,
training and work with her and help her with that. And they were so thrilled to get Bagheera that they brought Zeppa's Pizza to everyone at the Bangor Humane Society.
Oh my gosh. This
so
family
kind of
sounds
full circle.
What's the, do we have the family's name?
No.
I mean, I get it. People want to remain anonymous. That's what a sweet story.
Well, his name is Craig. I can't remember the last name.
We'll make it up.
I apologize.
Craig. Ooh, what's a good last name? What's a good last name in Maine? Sanderson? Saunderson.
That's
Massachusetts. Yeah. Well, Maine used to be a part of Massachusetts. That's why I went with that one. And yeah, Hocus Pocus was immediately where I went to. I apologize. Okay. Well, what's the Dempsey?
Okay. Yeah.
So Craig Dempsey. Thank you.
To this wonderful family in Holden, thank you so much for giving Bagheera a home. And I'm sure she's going to be a wonderful addition to your family.
Love that story.
She's so happy. 2.5 years in the shelter. Saying, you know, please adopt me.
And Zeppa's Pizza. Good work.
Yeah.
Now we want pizza. that's a big takeaway from that story.
Pizza would be good right now.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, yes, we helped an animal. A very adorable animal finally find a home and, right. And an incredible family. But number one above that is now I want pizza.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. All right, we're talking wedding faux pas. What went wrong at your wedding and or a wedding that you attended? We have some pretty funny stories to share.
Yeah.
That you have been sharing. We appreciate that. On Q106.5, it's all coming up. Q106.5, David and Cindy. Celtics lost last night to the Warriors, Miss Cindy.
Did they?
Is everybody okay around here? I checked.
Well, I'm okay. I don't know how Jordan's going to
be. Oh, God. We're going to deal with him this morning.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Thanks for listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show, David and Cindy.
Yeah, we love listening. Or love that you... We have, whoa.
What is that?
What is that?
Oh, man. Oh, I know what that is.
We're talking wedding faux pas this morning.
Said that once or twice or three times in my life.
Third time's a charm. You are the definition, the example, the epitome of third time's a charm.
Right. Yes, exactly. Of course, I'm his first wife, but... But, you know.
Yeah. Well, what went wrong at your wedding? There's a story that went viral, a very cute one, where the father of bride was so nervous that he went down the aisle without the bride. And it was a very cute moment. He ended up walking back. Everybody laughed. And it kind of eased the tension in the room. And I love stories like that.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that dad must have been feeling like. Oh, that was, you know, that's great. That's great.
Let's go to the phones. 207-991-9500. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tessa, and I'm calling from Glenburn.
Tessa, so happy you called. What can we do for you this morning?
So my wedding, my husband, instead of saying his lawfully wedded wife, said his awfully wedded
wife. Did he do that on purpose, or was it a Freudian slip?
It was a, he was super nervous and couldn't think straight.
Oh, my God. Wife. Did everybody just die laughing?
Oh, yeah.
See, it's moments like that that make the wedding.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, it never goes as planned. And it's those things that when it doesn't go as planned, it just makes it so much more special. I love that story, Tessa. Thank you so much for sharing.
Of course.
Have an awfully good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You can also comment on the Q106.5 Facebook. I love this one.
Okay.
Roxanne Blanchard. As maid of honor, the best man gave me the rings to get to the church because he didn't trust himself. I got them to the church, but forgot them in my backpack in the basement where we got ready. My best friend got married with mine and another bridesmaid engagement rings. Laughy face, laughy face, laughy face. Can you imagine? It's so funny.
That is funny.
207-991-9500.
Or leave a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
More of your responses coming up. I get to brag about Mason's Brewing Company. Oh, I adore Mason's. In fact, I'm starving right now. I would love to go to Mason's Brewing Company. Their entire menu is delicious, from their pies to their ahi tuna salad. You won't find better appetizers. And, of course, they have the best beer on tap. Now, we're looking ahead to the forecast. We're getting back into those fall temperatures. A lot of people don't know this about Mason's Brewing Company. There are two locations in Machias and, of course, the one in Brewer right there on the waterfront. Beautiful views. Best staff at both locations. A lot of people don't know this. They have a full bar. And I bring that up because we're getting into that colder temperatures. A little bit of bourbon. They have some phenomenal bourbon behind their bars at Mason's Brewing Company. Everyone thinks about them for their beer, though, because they have the best beer in New England. And that's not up for debate. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Mason's Brewing Company. They also have the best beer and food combo. Better than anywhere else. I challenge you to go try them out and see if you disagree. I promise you, you won't. They're always adding fun things to their menu too. Like the Gutter Phenomenon 2.0. This massive burger is a juicy smash patty, pepper jack cheese, bacon, Fresno peppers, Texas hot chili, sprout slaw, drizzled with their tangy liquid gold barbecue, and topped off with a mound of frizzled onions. Yum. I'm going to Mason's for lunch today. See you there for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. Mason's Brewing Company. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Thursday. And just looking at the calendar, we are 48 days away from Christmas.
Right.
3 weeks from Thanksgiving.
Right.
And something added new to this list. Countdown. I don't know who did it. I'm flattered for sure. But not necessary. We don't need to mention it every day, I don't think. And certainly not multiple times. But we are 17 days away from a pretty special day, November 24th.
Daddy's birthday.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Cindy. So... Yeah, that's just something to keep in mind.
It's on my calendar.
I have a Venmo. You want to send birthday cash?
Circle three times.
You know where
there's a little birthday cake there.
You know where the station is, 49 Acme Road. If you want to swing by, bring a present. I'm not asking for anything expensive or extravagant. PlayStation 5 and games too. I want the new Madden. But yeah, it's 17 days away from my birthday. So, yeah, it's a big one, too.
17 days to plan.
It's a very important birthday. Big, big number.
Really?
Yeah, turning 40 for the third time.
Okay.
42. Going to be 42. That sounds weird. I don't like it. Okay, back to the topic at hand, shall we?
Yes.
All right. We're talking weddings. Oh, they're beautiful. Look at her. She's the bride. She's fabulous. Oh. And then she trips and falls.
That's right. That would be me. I didn't, but that would be me.
A story went viral about a father who was so nervous at the wedding in October that he walked down the aisle, sans the bride. He forgot his daughter and had to go back and grab her and walk her down again.
From the back of the church, he hears, Dad!
Very, very cute story that's gone viral, and it's inspired the conversation this morning about wedding faux pas. What went wrong at your wedding or a wedding you attended?
Right.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi there. This is Jenny, and I'm calling from Searsport.
What's up, Jenny?
Hi, Jenny.
Well, I just figured that this was perfect for you guys. So several years ago, during our ceremony, our wedding song was supposed to come on, and it was the wedding song, I Swear. And that was way back in the days of the CD, and it accidentally played the Watermelon Crawl. So, I thought that was pretty appropriate for this.
Oh, it definitely is. Oh my gosh. What did the DJ put it back on, I Swear?
It did go right back on, okay. But the pastor absolutely lost it. So
oh, yeah.
That was great.
Do you take this woman and do you do the watermelon crawl?
Exactly.
We love it. Thank you so much for making us laugh this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, how funny.
That's an awesome story.
Hey, whoa.
I can't even see that.
What is that? Oh, there it is. Here she comes. Absolutely beautiful. Watermelon crawl. If you know the dance, sing along.
Driving through Georgia in late July.
That's a good song. Tracy Byrd.
It's a good song. Yeah.
Not for a wedding march.
No.
Okay. No. You got anything on Facebook?
Yeah. Amber. This is such a great story. Amber said she and her husband have been dating for about 2 months. She says, but we knew we wanted to spend our lives together. So we decided on a whim in the middle of the day to get married by a justice of the peace. The only one we could find was Phil, but he was very busy at Brown's funeral home and said if we could come to him, we could get married that day. So we did. This isn't a horror story, but I doubt many people get married in funeral homes.
Shut your mouth.
And are still happily married 9 years later.
That's
awesome. In a creepy sort of way.
That is so funny. That is awesome. I love that story.
I do too. I do too.
Oh my gosh.
Just don't look over there. Okay. I'll marry you. Just don't look over there.
Hi. Do we have any witnesses here for, you know, because you need witnesses for the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're all dead? Okay, cool.
Do you take this woman? Pipe down over there.
No, you just got to throw this on. This will make everybody happy. Sorry about your loss, but I mean, how do you cry when Watermelon Crawl's on
That's
in the background, right?
Exactly.
207-991-9500, your wedding faux pas. Also, we got that code to send you to see Kane Brown in San Diego, California coming up this hour.
Yeah, coming up at 8:20.
It's David and Cindy, Q106.5. I hate changing the song. I'm sorry. I know we all love Watermelon Crawl. Sloan, Blake, Shelton, Q106.5. Thank you so much for laughing with us on this. We'll call it a beautiful Thursday. It's gray, but it's all subjective.
Right.
Right?
Could be snowing.
Maybe gray is your favorite color.
Not. Right.
And it could be snowing.
Yeah, gray is very trendy, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's a neutral color.
Right.
It looks good on everybody, I think.
That's right.
Ryan, you can match it with anything. You want to wear that bright yellow blouse with some gray pants? Oh, it works. But didn't you want to wear that black shirt with the gray pants?
Still works.
Still works.
Yeah.
And girl, you are rocking it.
That's right.
And boy, what are we talking about here?
I don't know. We're talking about weddings and things that went wrong at weddings.
That's right. Oh, it's a beautiful wedding. Look, everything's going great. Oh, the bride is beautiful, but the groom didn't show up. Uh-oh. Where's he at? Oh, his boys got him drunk. He's throwing up in the toilet. Oh, this is... Okay. Cut the music. Do we still marry him? What's a wedding faux pas that you experienced, whether your own wedding or something that you attended?
Jamie messaged us on the Q106.5 Facebook page, said, not at my wedding, but on my way there, I got pulled over by the cops for speeding. I had my veil on, and the cops said, ma'am, did you realize you were speeding? I said, was I? Then he said, are you on your way to your wedding? I shook my head, yes. Then he said, well, I'll give you an early gift and let you off with a warning. I still laugh at that story when our anniversary comes around.
I bet.
Oh, you're on your way to your wedding.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm on Amazon.
Yes.
I'm on Amazon right now. I am ordering a veil. What size veil do you think I need?
Veils don't come in size. Is it other than length?
One size fits all?
One size fits all.
Right. I'll probably need the dress, too, to really be able to pull this off. Okay. Because I'm going to be speeding all over town now.
Okay.
And when I get pulled over,
I'm not sure you and a dress and a veil is going to make them leave you alone.
Officer, clearly, I'm on my way to my wedding. No, I'm not going to speed. I drive safely.
Yes.
But I would look fabulous in that dress and veil.
Sure you would.
Nobody could argue that.
No.
Country music news is coming up. And we got that code, Miss Cindy.
Yeah, for Kane Brown in San Diego, California. You know, a couple of round trip airfare, a couple of tickets to the show.
Yeah.
Two nights in a hotel.
Just you and a friend.
$500 spending money.
$500 spending money.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time.
Couple of round trip airfare. Man, couple, I need more coffee. And I've been here a while.
I just talked about wearing a wedding dress and a veil to get on the ticket. And you think you're the wrong one here?
No.
It's Q106.5, David. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. The Celtics lost last night. And we are...
Okay.
What happened?
So that's how we're starting it?
Oh, no. I started with, we are David and Cindy, Q106.5. Okay. The Celtics lost last night.
Yep.
The Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, they did.
You forgot to mention the amazing.
Oh yeah, I was getting that. I was interrupted. I don't know why I got interrupted. I was just sharing a fact for our listeners who maybe missed a game or had to go to bed earlier. I don't know. The Celtics lost last night.
Yep, the Celtics did lose last night.
And we are always joined in the 8 a.m. hour for country music news by the very talented Jordan Verge.
There you go. That
nicely
was good.
Done.
Thank you.
I just wish you didn't mention the other thing.
Which part? The David Celtics? And Cindy?
No, the Celtics.
Oh the Celtics.
Oh, that was such a bad loss.
My gosh,
what?
That
was such a bad loss. We needed to win that one, too.
Well, I think it's kind of like a premonition for the rest of the season, right?
So we had this one on our calendar circled. We needed to come out and make a statement for this game right here.
So did the Warriors.
Warriors,
yeah. And instead...
The
Warriors made the statement.
I don't know if they won. They just ended the game with more points than us. I don't think we
Isn't
lost.
Isn't that the definition? No.
I think. Hold on. Let's look. I pulled up Webster's Dictionary, yeah. Webster's.com. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, yeah, that says big L.
So we didn't lose.
Big fat L.
We didn't lose. We just ran out of time.
All right. We want you to win this, unlike the Celtics lost last night. We want you to be winners, and we want you to go to San Diego, California, right, Jordan Verge?
Oh, San Diego, California. Yeah. So do you have that person in your life where maybe you're not like close enough friends, but if you guys went on like a little vacation, you could
build that relationship?
Build that relationship and become good friends?
Sure.
Well, imagine taking them to San Diego, okay? You'd win two tickets to see Kane Brown in concert.
Wow.
Round trip airfare for two to San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay. Two-night hotel stay. Don't know what the sleeping arrangement
would
be.
Yeah, I would assume that that's one room, so better be a pretty good friend.
Sure.
Yeah, it is a one room, and it's a twin-size bed. It's a twin-size bed. No, correction, full. They did say full. Okay,
I think it will be a full. A
little bit more leg room. You get a full-size bed, but you're still touching feetsies.
Right.
How long is the flight from wherever to San Diego?
Probably about 5.5-6 hours.
5.5-6.
Okay. So if you take a direct flight, yeah.
That amount of time to decide who's going to be the small spoon.
Oh, but here's the thing. You're probably going to have a layover in Chicago or D.C.
more time.
You're looking at like a 10-hour travel day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But that's what airport bars are for, those awkward moments.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And once you get there, you have $500 in spending cash, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, what's the code?
I don't have the code, but I can tell you what you're going to do with the code. You're going to open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Kane Brown button right on the homepage, scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour, and enter.
The code is, for today, what was the final score of the Celtics game?
What was it? It was like 120, 115.
Oh, that's
What's
bad.
The code?
798. 798. It felt like the Celtics lost last night by 798 points.
Were right there.
798. Take that to the Q106.5 app. Find the 8 o'clock hour for today, Thursday, and put it in there.
We had such a horrible second quarter. There's just no coming back from it.
Country music news.
Yeah.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. I got some tea, all right?
Okay.
As the kids say.
Yeah.
I got some tea.
Is that gossip?
Some gossip, yes.
Okay.
So this country music news is a little out there, okay?
Okay, just do it. Present it with some Riz.
Oh, okay.
So old.
When you think of 2024 feuds, okay, what are some major feuds?
Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
That's a big one.
Okay.
The Q106.5 morning show in the Levant Fire Department.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Kamala Harris, Donald Trump.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a couple weeks ago, Zach Bryan publicly broke up with his girlfriend, Brianna LaPaglio, on Instagram.
So bad.
Yeah. They had been dating for over a year. They started dating in July of 2023 and again, got publicly broken up with in October of 24.
That is terrible.
It really is.
In response to the breakup, Barstool's Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards released a diss track aimed at Zach Bryan. titled The Smallest Man.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Zach Bryan's not like a tall fella.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How tall is he about? I mean, he's pretty...
He's probably like my height.
Yeah, so pretty short, 5'10".
Yeah, but he's small in the fact that he couldn't... I mean, even just a phone call for crying out loud instead of...
Yeah, they're not talking about his height. 5'10"'s a good height. That's tall.
Yes, that's over average.
Yeah.
Last night, Zach Bryan posted on his Instagram story saying, "World's been a bit heavy lately. New music tonight."
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so after he posted that on his story, LaPaglio reshared Barstool's diss track on her story. And after that, Bryan released that song he was teasing called "The World's a Giant."
Uh-huh.
So saying, listen, yeah, I'm not small. Just everything else around me is just so big. And then shortly after that, after he released that, he said, "Another one coming out tomorrow." So he's got another song dropping tonight, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Titled "Get Off My Back."
Right? Yeah, right.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
On Hayley Welch. Do you guys know Hayley Welch?
No. Podcaster? Yes. No, she's a...
Well, she is a podcaster.
She's the girl who became famous for saying Hawk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so her podcast, Talk Tua, she had Brianna LaPaglio on, and LaPaglio warned people, don't date famous people.
So no one's going to take... I'm going to be honest right now. If Kate Beckinsale, listen... And Taylor knows, like, there's an affair happening. Like, you're dating. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's not the moral of the story at the end of the day. Maybe pick the good famous people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if Keanu walked in right now and said, "Hey, Cindy, let's go to lunch." I'm sorry, guys. You're on your own.
Right. Yeah. Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
That's your go-to?
I love Keanu Reeves.
Wow. Look at you. Wanting to get into the Matrix.
Good looking and a good guy.
Yeah, there's nobody out there that would have me turn my head whatsoever. I'm not even married.
Not even Gabby Barrett?
Yeah, no one.
Not even Megan Maroney?
Mm-mm.
You're lying.
So Autumn's awake right now? Great job, Jordan Virch.
Oh, stop that.
Q106.5. We're David and 6.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Thursday. Before we get back into those wedding faux pas stories that you are so kind enough to share this morning and make us laugh, I do want to mention that we are 58 days away from Christmas. We are 17 days away. This is new to the countdown, by the way. And it's not important. I mean, but you might want to write it down. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, put it in your iPhone.
17 days
on your calendar.
November 24th.
Yeah, that's it. So that would
what
be
significant about that day. There's something I'm supposed to remember about that day. What was it again?
Well, coming up on this day, 42 years ago, the world was blessed with a pretty important young man being born into this world.
Would his name be David Bujenski?
Well, shoot. Yeah, it is me.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that, unsolicited. I really appreciate it. And then also...
My pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're just the sweetest. So again, that is 17 days away until my birthday. Not that I feel so silly mentioning it, but somebody wrote it down. So, you know, it's in the script.
Yeah.
I'm just reading a script. Okay. All right. I'm just a monkey. Just tell me. You tell me what to do. I'm going to do. Monkey see, monkey do. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we are also 3 weeks now. 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving. I can't believe I haven't done this all morning.
I know.
I have a question for you, Miss Cindy, now that I mention that.
What's that, David?
Why did the turkey stand on stilts? Why did the turkey stand on stilts.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds tough. Uh-huh.
Because it couldn't fly?
No,
I don't know.
That's not it. Mm-hmm. Because nobody eats flamingos for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I like that.
Dinner.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
All right, wedding faux pas. There was a cute story that's gone viral. Wedding over in England. The father forgot to bring the bride when he walked down the aisle. And
oh,
made
yeah, where
I'm
supposed to be.
Yeah.
Wait.
You forgot your daughter, sir. And so we walked back, made everybody laugh, kept the bride, who she admitted after the wedding, after they were being interviewed because the story did go viral, that his action of doing that allowed her to regain her composure and not just be a bawling, crying mess at her beautiful wedding. So, and it was a sweet moment, of course, because the dad was so nervous that he did that. He walked down the aisle without her. Yeah. What is a wedding faux pas that you maybe saw at your wedding or somebody else's wedding?
Our friend Sharon Hood, who also, I don't think she's on the radio anymore, but she used to be in Augusta. She said DJ played the wrong first dance song.
Oh.
Instead of A Whole New World from Aladdin, he played Beauty and the Beast.
Those are two very different songs.
Look, it's Beauty and the Beast.
Tales told as time.
She said, I swear on my father's grave, it's true.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's funny.
And that's so frustrating, too, because you know you were. I DJ weddings, and this is what I hate DJing weddings.
Yeah.
Hate it because there's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
You
that's
want it
why
to,
I've never done that.
Oh. Because you do. You truly want it to be perfect. And I've officiated a wedding, too, because why? I like torture. I like pain.
Yeah, I noticed you're
like
the
stress.
One in the picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I've officiated several weddings, and I do it for free for a lot of friends and people who otherwise can't necessarily afford things.
Right.
So I've done several in the past. But it's just so much pressure.
Yeah.
I've never made a mistake. Done great so far.
Nice.
But, I mean, so far, I'm not doing a dang one again. Heck no. Heck no. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bruce Stubbs again. I can't hold myself. I'm going to give you a wedding story.
We love it.
My son got married at Point Lookout. And the lady up there that ran it up there was right on our guts, trying to keep us decorated and all that.
Yeah.
So my son says, okay, Dad, go get the shotgun. So I go out to the truck and grab the shotgun and throw it over my shoulder, and I go by this poor woman. And she goes, what are you doing? I said, well, didn't you know this was a shotgun wedding? And she followed me right outside, just like a little puppy dog. Okay. My son wanted to be dressed up in his hunting clothes.
Right.
Hanging on, the bride was hanging on to his jacket with his shotgun in his hand for pictures. And that's why he had to have a shotgun.
Right, yeah, we might get back. Sir, you can't have that in here. It's a wedding.
That's awesome.
Bruce, that's great. Thanks for sharing, buddy.
Yeah, no problem, bud.
I-95.
Right.
In so I moved from Florida to California. Q106.5, by the way, David and Cindy.
That's us.
I moved from Florida to California. In Florida, you know, they go I-95. You're taking, whatever you say, interstate, whatever.
Right.
But then I go to California, and they're like, the 405, the 91,
right,
the 101. And I had to learn that and adapt there because I lived there for 14 years. Now I'm back on the East Coast where people are saying things normally.
Right.
And now I'm saying the 95, and that's not how you say it.
No, not usually.
I just look ridiculous.
I just say on 95.
So that song,
I was on 95.
That song was longer than the 95. On that song was longer than I. Oh, we're talking about and have been. And thank you so much for everybody who's called in and texted in and shared their stories and made us laugh this morning. But wedding faux pas.
Right.
There's a story that went viral where a daddy walked down the aisle, a father,
and forgot something.
The bride.
What did I forget? All right. The bride.
Cute moment, cute video that went viral. So we're talking about what went wrong at your wedding or maybe a wedding you attended.
Right. Two quick stories. One is mine, but first, Jody messaged us on the, or left a post on the Q106.5 Facebook page. The person marrying us called my husband Michael instead of Mitchell several times.
Uh-oh.
Do you take Michael? No.
No. I mean, I don't know. What does Michael look like? And what's in his bank account? Because we
Michael
can negotiate.
Michael,
I'll marry for money.
Right. When Jim and I got married, his mom was going to be my maid of honor and also made our wedding cake. And so the morning of the wedding, she calls in a panic and says, I can't be at your ceremony because I checked the wedding cake this morning in the fridge and it fell over. Somebody slammed the refrigerator door a little too hard.
Oh, no.
And the cake was just leaning to one side. She says, I'm going to make you another cake. And we were like, no, come to this ceremony. We don't need the cake. Don't worry about it. No, I'm going to make you a cake. So I called my daughter-in-law, who lived not far away, and said, what are you doing right now? You want to come stand up for me at my wedding?
Oh, my gosh. So
it all worked out. The cake was amazing.
Well, yeah, better have been. She did. Made it twice.
Strawberries in the middle.
Ooh.
It was amazing.
Yum.
She's incredible.
I don't think it matters what it looks like.
I'm just sorry she missed the wedding, but.
Yeah, you said it was a very intimate short ceremony.
Yeah, there were like five of us there.
Oh, very, I love that. Absolutely. Yeah, our wedding had like 20 people. It's perfect, right on the beach.
Yeah. The reception was a different story, but.
The reception was still 20 people. But our bar tab somehow still went $2,000 over the already $5,000 that we had set aside for it.
Wow.
With 20 people.
Yeah, see, with our, mm-hmm. Open bar? No.
Yeah, we definitely had an open bar.
Nope.
And definitely had an open credit card. Wide open. And then they closed it and said, we see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
You're spending too much money. Wedding faux pas. We'll continue that in the 9 o'clock hour. Also have some fun with Jordan Burge, the Celtics loss. We're going to talk where you can see a moose and so much more fun on David and Sydney coming up 9 o'clock hour, Q106.5.
Oh, this is me, isn't it?
Yeah, we have Home Roofing Solutions.
About my friends at Home Roofing Solutions.
Yeah, they're joining us with the Merino project on Monday. Very excited for that. Yeah, and puppies.
We're excited about the puppies. I'm sorry, but it's puppies.
Yeah, we love it. For Veterans Day, they're coming in and talking about the Merino project, but more on that later.
Right. It's not too late to take advantage of the Home Roofing Solutions Roof It or Lose It special roof replacement savings and pricing options for any home or budget. I know I told you last month that it ended on October 31st, but my friends at Home Roofing Solutions have extended it into November because they want as many people as possible to get a replacement roof before the snow flies. Home Roofing Solutions works into the coldest months to keep their customers protected. So this month, contact Home Roofing Solutions at 269-HOME and schedule your free quote. An expert will come to your site, assess your job, and talk to you about metal roofing versus asphalt shingles and the amazing Home Roofing Solutions warranty package. It's truly the best in the business. Now, if you're still hesitating because of the cost, call them anyway because they can talk to you about their financing options so you can roof now and pay later. With 4 locations in Aetna, Bangor, Gorham, and Holton, they can serve you even faster. Stop that.
You got this. We're just doing some stretches back here. We're getting ready for Home Roofing Solutions on Monday, Veterans Day, joining us with the Merino Project.
Right. Most roofing jobs are done in a day or two, so stop putting it off. Contact them today. Get your first quote by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Jordan's laughing, and it kills me every time. Find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
6.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, we got a couple of topics on the table. Real quick, I want to remind everybody, Thursday night football tonight, did you get your picks in?
No, not yet.
Okay, you don't want to forget.
Okay.
I'm in dead last. I'm in dead last in the company-wide, which is really challenging to do, almost as hard as being dead first. Or alive first.
Mm-hmm. Alive first, dead last. And Cindy, we're just kind of, what did you say? We're not necessarily alive, not necessarily dead. We're just in the middle.
You're still in the competition.
Yeah, we're just hanging in. Who's ahead, you or me?
We're right next to each other.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter who's ahead.
That's sweet.
In other words, I am.
I don't know. It doesn't really
okay,
matter.
Okay, I'm ahead of Jordan.
Bengals, Baltimore Ravens tonight. That's Thursday night football, and that means one thing. Tomorrow night, I'll be tired. Or tomorrow morning, I'll be tired.
Tomorrow morning, you'll be tired. Mm-hmm.
Is today National Men Cook Dinner?
Apparently, someone said that.
That's the rumor I'm hearing, that tonight the fellas have to make dinner.
I find that so funny that they had to set aside a day to remind men to cook the dinner once in a while. Once, here's your one night out of the 365 nights.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
To cook dinner.
Right.
With that being said.
How often do you cook dinner?
I cook dinner all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All the time.
All right.
Usually I am the one.
Jordan, how often do you cook?
I'll have to figure something out. You know, I'll have to figure something. Maybe we'll have pizza.
That's good.
But are you going to make the pizza or are you going to buy the pizza?
It's more romantic just to buy it, right?
Okay. Yes. It's romantic to buy pizza.
Especially when it's on sale and it's like 2 for $7.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
so
yeah.
You get the cheaper kind.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Walmart has great pre-made, you know, you just throw right into the oven pizza. I was surprised by that.
And that's so fun to do, too, because you can put your own toppings on it. You can throw some, like, some ranch.
Right, you can.
Dress it your own way.
You always have ranch to dip in. The best pizza, obviously, in town is Mason's Brewing Company.
Very true.
Best thing, pepperoni pie.
They've got some pretty good.
So if you're going to make dinner tonight, fellas, there you go. Order in. All right, we have been talking about wedding faux pas. What went wrong at your wedding or a wedding you went to? This was inspired by a gentleman who was supposed to walk down his daughter, father walking the bride down the aisle, and he forgot her. Aww. He got to the end, to the altar, and was like, oh, yeah. I forgot the daughter. I forgot my daughter. A very cute moment. Went viral.
He was trying to give her away, but he didn't have her to give.
Didn't have her. Who gives a... Wait, where is she? Jordan, have you ever been to a wedding where something went wrong?
Kind of, yeah. So leading up to the wedding, I was at a buddy of mine's, a real good friend of mine's, his bachelor party. And I got too drunk at the bachelor party.
Right.
And I had to end my night a little early. So at the wedding, again, I met a bunch of new people at this bachelor party for the first time.
Sure, yeah.
In my life. At the wedding, open bar, every time I got up to go to the bar, I saw a lot more eyes on me than I really wanted. So I felt a little more self-conscious going to the bar.
So the wedding faux pas that happened at the wedding you attended was...
I got too drunk before the wedding.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay, yeah.
And so, now people are concerned about me.
You getting drunk again. Got it. 207-991-9500.
Teresa on the Q106.5 Facebook set page says the faux pas was she said I do.
We're David and Sid. Messed up as, and just sharing a fact here, as Celtics fans last night because they took a big L against the Golden, what?
I mean, I'm hearing you out. Sure.
I'm just hearing it.
Yeah.
Well, you're hearing the news. You're hearing facts.
Oh, I watched the news.
The Celtics lost to the Golden State Warriors. This was kind of a must win.
It was. Okay, so do you know the backstory behind why we needed to win last
night? Q106.5, it's David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented and bitter Jordan Verge.
So Steve Kerr, he's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, who we lost to last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the head coach of Team USA basketball.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum was on Team USA over the summer.
Right, yeah.
And Steve Kerr intentionally sat Jason Tatum.
Oh, I remember that. The audacity.
Okay. Yep.
So we all thought, as Celtics fans, oh, we're going to go out there and punch the Warriors in the mouth November 6th.
Literally. You get a foul for that.
And then we didn't.
No, there was no punching, which is good because you shouldn't fight. In fact, I'm more of a hugger.
Our head coach, Joe Mazzulla, he's a psycho, by the way. He said, he was asked what rules could be implemented into the NBA to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wishes fighting came back.
Sure, yeah.
He said I wish there were more fights.
Oh, the days of like Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal throwing punch. That was always fun. Those two big guys. Now they work together and they laugh together. It's actually hilarious.
It is. Again, Joe Mazzulla, psycho, our head coach.
Sure.
What he does is he shows our our teammates as if I'm on the team.
No, you are.
He shows our team clips of UFC fights, like MMA fights, of people getting choked out and then fighting back from
Cindy.
It.
Cindy.
This is a real thing.
Right.
What did you do?
I know. Let's not remind me never to bring up the Celtics again.
I know.
And again, back in 2022, Warriors played the Celtics in the
like
NBA
this will
Finals.
Never end.
Jason Tatum,
it's like
Jaylen
it's a
Brown.
Toy. You turn the key, and now we can't shut him off until he's done.
I get insane PTSD whenever I see the Warriors on a Celtics court. My really good buddy, my best friend Christian, he just texted me last night during the game saying that he just really wants Steph Curry to retire because we can't deal with this guy anymore.
Is your birthday? Isn't it coming
right up? I don't even know how to reel this back in. Oh, by the way, Jordan Verge, do want to mention.
I'm so sweaty now.
I know what I'm going to get you. I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Okay.
Probably nothing. We're 58 days away for Christmas. 58? Wow.
No, we're not. Yeah. 48.
No, is it 48? I've been saying 58 all morning. It might be 48.
It's
It is only 48. No, you're right. It is 48. Oh my gosh.
I know that because my girlfriend Autumn just recently
48.
She just recently bought one of those countdown.
The sure, advent
yeah,
calendar?
Yeah, some well, no, it's
advent kind of calendar is different, yeah.
So it's like all one right. of those countdown with like the two blocks with the numbers oh, okay, and it gotcha. Says days until Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And I saw 48 this
It is
morning.
48. Yeah. My
advent
goodness.
Advent calendars are more fun cuz then you get chocolate.
Mm. Or they have wine ones, they have little shot ones, or you can get like a cool little toy.
Yeah,
ooh.
Chocolate.
Or chocolate, yeah. Trust me, I'm with you on the chocolate. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So 48 days until mm-hmm. Christmas. My goodness. 17 days. This is new, Jordan. You haven't heard this countdown yet.
Okay.
I don't know who added it. Very odd. very sweet. Not necessary, though. It makes me, it truly not just me. Embarrasses me. Just embarrasses me.
It wasn't you?
It wasn't me.
No,
it wasn't me.
Just want to make that clear.
Right. But we are, I mean, I'm going to read it because it's on the script.
You said someone sweet, so obviously everyone would think it was me.
Right, because you are incredibly sweet.
Right.
It wasn't you, though. No. Wow. Okay. Somebody did 17 days until my birthday.
Whoa.
So
that's huge.
Yeah, 17 days. It's on November 24th. So my Venmo, actually, we're going to add it to. and just only because it's being mentioned, I mean, might as well. I know a lot of people like to give gifts and money, and I don't want to take that away from them, rob them of their opportunity to be kind and receive good karma.
It's your backwards birthday.
Right? No.
It's on the 24th, and you're turning 42.
Oh, yeah.
Are you turning 42?
Yeah, I wish it was 24. I really do. 24 was such a good year.
You don't
such
want to be turning 24, David.
No, I think I would. 24 was so much fun.
Then it would be so many years before you got to meet me and the amazing Jordan Birch.
No, but imagine if you... Yeah, exactly.
I could still wait a few. I would do it again and then wait a couple more days to meet you guys. 17 days.
I mean, I love you guys, but... You know,
yeah, I mean, as long as I knew it was in the future, but I would do 24 yeah. again.
Your frontal lobe wasn't fully developed at that yeah. point.
17 days until my birthday. I did mention that, right? The 17 days until my birthday, November 24th. And then we're 3 weeks away. Count them, 3 weeks away from... Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
With that being said, we're going to go into break with this question. If you guys don't mind, I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay.
What sound does a turkey's phone make? What sound does a turkey's phone make? Turkey's got an iPhone. Someone's calling them up, fellow turkey, maybe a duck, maybe another fowl. Mm. And they're going, What sound is that phone making?
I don't know. I don't have anything.
What sound does a turkey's phone make?
Warble, warble, warble.
Wing, wing, wing.
Oh, there you go.
Wing, wing, wing.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
Hey, head to the heating lodge. You need that heat. This winter's right upon us. Listen, I think we just got our last day of 70 degrees. All right, we're in the fall temperatures now for good, and then we slide into winter. And if you need that heat for your family, your employees, go to the heating lodge and beautifully heat your home, commercial, or industrial space. HeatingLodge.com. You can be there right now if you can't make it to either of their two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. Take a peek at all their wood pellet and gas stoves. And if you like, they're great to, I don't know, punish one of your coworkers with or try to make you laugh while you're doing a live read. You invite them over and you accidentally bump them into your fire table. It's beautiful and can teach a coworker a lesson. Oh, you guys stopped, didn't you? HeatingLodge.com. It's amazing. If you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Again, there are two locations. Don't push your coworker into your fire table. Just kidding. Two locations now in Bangor and Griffin. But you guys aren't invited over not to sit around my beautiful fire table from HeatingLodge.com. Bangor on Griffin and Union and their newest location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. Again, HeatingLodge.com. You can place your order there. 6.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
Got a hypothetical for you guys.
Okay.
Since we were talking about ticks earlier, because Miss Cindy had a tick in her leg, and she's okay. We've gone through surgery. She came out of surgery just fine.
Yeah,
okay.
I should have the cast off in a couple of days.
Mm, that's good. Okay.
I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You laugh because you think we're over exaggerating. It's not funny. And I'm telling you, if and when a tick does invade my glorious body.
It's a when, not an if.
Yep.
Well, live deep in the woods.
I do. I live deep. I don't know if you know this, Jordan, but I live in the town of Brewer, but not in the town. I live deep in the woods.
Oh, sure.
And as from what I've heard, the woods are infested with these nasty ticks.
Yep.
So if that does happen, I think my body's too beautiful for any tick to even try to penetrate. Plus, it's just the way I lift weights, there's no way one's going to be able to get in. There's no way. It's like a...
It's not like they crawl all the way in.
It's a titanium builder, border on my body. So if it does happen, though, I'm calling the ambulance.
I would say, 911, right?
Right, immediately.
Yeah.
And
should I not say that? This is a joke?
No, this is not a joke.
This is a joke. Don't do that.
It's a joke. Don't do that.
No, it's okay. Not. If I get a tick... With my anxiety, I can't handle this.
You know it's bad when I have to say, this is a joke, please don't do that. I said I voted twice.
Okay, I'm still maintaining that I am not joking. I will do that or go to the ER straight. I mean, depending on where I am when I see it, if I'm right by a hospital, I'm swinging right in and I'm screaming bloody murder. I need help.
Yep.
They'll with that being said.
From you. Yeah, they will.
I have a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Would you, this is kind of funny because when you picture it, it makes you giggle. Ticks, they're very small. They're very tiny.
Yes.
What if they could be 6 feet tall? Would you rather be the size that they are now or 6 feet tall?
There was one in my leg. I would say now, the way they are now. Yeah.
Well, never mind that it's in your leg.
A 6 foot tall bug's head in my leg.
Are there less of them or are they the same?
No, there's just as many. We can't get rid of that. But say
then we're dead, dude.
Yeah. No, listen.
The end of us,
David.
I know, but they're not that intelligent. So say that you could snap your finger, like who's the Marvel bad guy?
Thanos, yeah.
Okay, you snap it instantaneously, make all the ticks go 6 feet tall. Okay? Yeah. Let me tell you why this is beneficial.
Really?
With all the skilled hunters that we have here, we could wipe out the tick population quickly. We can't do it now because we can't see them. They're too tiny. But as soon as they go, we may lose some people. We may lose some animals because once you snap and they go 6 feet and they're on little Poochie's leg.
Yep.
Poochie's losing the leg. That thing just 6 feet. It's
not that. See, I don't like it because... If the number, I know it's an arbitrary height that you just threw out there.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not 6 foot.
Right.
So you're saying all of the ticks are all of a sudden taller than me?
Yeah.
Right, but they're not intelligent, you understand. And now
you can
find them to kill them.
Yeah, but ticks are kind of like cockroaches. They're very, very, very hard to kill.
Oh, I've noticed.
So imagine 6 foot tall cockroaches. And you can't kill them.
Well, right, because they're impossible to squeeze. They're impossible. Like, you put them in water, they take forever to drown. I know some set them on fire,
yeah,
like
you'd
your
have
husband.
To have a flamethrower.
Right? Well, right? No, because now they're big enough they're big enough to shoot at. Do you understand? That's why I said we have so many skilled hunters, and we can wipe out the 207-991-9500. 6 foot ticks?
No.
Or those?
This sounds like a conversation.
Oh,
like
they are
the end of the world.
Yeah, like have you seen that 70s show, right?
Right. Yeah, when they're sitting around the table.
In the circle, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what about 6 foot ticks?
Coming up, we'll wrap up today's show with words of wisdom. And Jordan Virgil.
You got
him,
my name.
That guy okay? Over there. Jordan.
The Verge. Talented Jordan Verge will tell you when to listen for that next code for the Kane Brown trip.
I got you.
All on the way, Q106.5. And your lovely whoever, significant other, and a bottle of Cabernet, and you're laying there on a blanket in the park, and all the ticks are no 6 feet tall.
There would be no room for you to lay there.
Q106.5, David and Sydney, joined by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, that would be so freaky. Like, you live in the woods, okay?
Right.
Imagine just constantly hearing...
I live deep in the woods.
Deep Jordan in Verge. The woods. Yeah. Imagine the noises from the woods. Just a bunch of 6 foot just...
Listen, but with all the... Here's my point. This is why the ticks need to be 6 feet tall. Because now they can be hunted, and we have the most skilled hunters here in Maine. I mean, I don't even think that's up for debate. You're not going to find any better hunters than here in this great state. This is the hunting state, right?
No.
Right.
So if you get a tick like in your house, what do you do now? 6-foot tick in your house?
Yeah.
You got like 40 of them in your house now.
You move.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're armed.
Wait, are these ticks powerful too? Can they break in?
You head down to Old Town Trading Post?
Right.
And get yourself a rifle or a shotgun. So
and
you
shoot them?
Yeah, but see, shooting inside the house doesn't always work out well.
Well, when you're being approached by a 6-foot tick, I don't think you care at
the moment. The cleanup would be horrible.
But you see what I'm saying? You're eliminating this nasty insect.
Oh, but they reproduce so quickly and so much.
Oh, we would have to watch that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, in the springtime, it would be disgusting.
Hello, M. Night Shyamalan. I have a great movie idea.
Okay. We have to watch that.
Believe it or not, the phone is ringing, and we have somebody who wants to weigh in on this heated topic in studio. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tyler calling from Bradley.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, what do you think of hypothetical?
Okay, so I've been doing a lot of thinking. So the 6-foot option, I'm just picturing a new episode of like the Ninja Turtle action going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and everybody loves that. Raphael, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and of course, Donatello.
Yeah, but they don't suck your blood. Come on.
Well, A, you've never seen them like that before.
True. True, becoming 6 feet tall, I suppose, could change their personalities.
So are you agreeing with me that if we could snap our fingers, make all the ticks 6 feet tall, that way we can find them and hunt them and get rid of them forever? Do you agree with me, or do you side with Miss Cindy here and the talented Jordan Verge and keep them the way they are?
No, I would definitely agree that the larger something is, the easier they are to avoid.
Oh, no way, dude. But there's like a million of
them. Vote for David. Tyler, you're clearly brilliant and a genius, and you enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
And just when we thought the voting was over, right? I think we're going to get a poll up a little later today, because this is one that we really seriously need to address and look into, because I think we have the technology out there to, you know, make things larger than what they are. Well, okay, both of you are looking at me very strange after that comment. I'm talking about the ticks.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We have the technology to make things larger than what they are.
We're going to carry this conversation over until tomorrow.
Point me to where that is.
Words of wisdom as we work our way out of here, and the talented Jordan Verge will continue with another code.
Coming up at 10:20 that could send you to San Diego to potentially see Kane Brown in concert.
And you can bring a friend with you or one of those 6-foot ticks.
That's right. I don't know if they'll let him on the plane.
Words of wisdom.
Jordan first.
Oh my God. Imagine ticks on a plane.
Is that your words of wisdom? Yeah. You can't imagine it? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Those are my words of wisdom. Imagine ticks on a plane, but they're 6 foot tall.
When you're having nightmares tonight, just remember it was just a conversation.
That's going to be carried over till tomorrow on the Friday morning edition of David and Cindy. And my words of wisdom, and listen, again, I'm only reading the script here. Somebody wrote this down to read as word of wisdom for Thursday, is that my birthday is, in fact, 17 days away. From today. It's November 24th.
There you go.
Is there an off button over there?
Have a great rest of... Yeah. Oh, it's right here!